We're going to go ahead and get into our Sunday morning Sunday school Bible study. And if you'll go to Genesis chapter 4, we're going to continue with going through and finishing out the chapter here. And we're going to start with verse number 16. And we've been looking at Cain and Abel. And last week we talked about Cain's sin and the murder of his brother. And again, understanding who he was mad at, he was mad at God, not necessarily his brother. And as we looked at things here, we saw that you know, Cain not only it was not a what we would call today a crime of passion, it was planned and thought out. And several things that Cain did that we talked about in verses 8 through 15. Cain was always concerned about himself. Never once did he try to repent. Never once did he say, I was sorry for what I did. It was always, and we hear this so much today, it's unfair. It's unfair. It's unfair. I shouldn't have got that, or I should have. And in this case, I should have been accepted, even though I didn't do what I know that I should have done. I should have been accepted anyway. You know, it's kind of like sports in a lot of places today. You know, especially with our children, where everybody wins and everybody gets an award. Well, you can do that, but truly, there is a winner. And there's a loser. There's a winning team and there's a losing team. And you can give everybody an award. And definitely, I don't have any problem with, you know, encouraging people to do a good job and for participating. But again, when it comes down to it, there is a winner or there's a loser. And Cain, he brought, as we talked about last week, he brought the wrong thing. It wasn't necessarily that it was a bad thing. But it was the wrong thing. It wasn't what God asked for. And so many times today, we as Christians still do what Cain did. We bring to God and we offer to God what he didn't ask for. And a lot of times that is because it's of our own hands. It's of our own doing. We would rather give that to God than what God asked for. And so what that wound up Cain doing after he whined and cried about his punishment and how hard it was going to be on him and that was giving and did not take the opportunity to repent. And again, sin, unrepented sin in your life only grows. It never decreases. And we're going to see more of that here in the Word of God today. And so, Brother Cleo, if you'll come up and read for us Genesis chapter 4, verse number 16 to the end of the chapter.
Morning, beloved.
Morning. Genesis chapter 4, verses 16 to the end. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth, for God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to study your word. Father, I just pray that you would help us to open up our hearts and our lives, Lord, to the things that we hear. And Lord, I pray that we would be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. And Father, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to apply the things that we'll learn to our lives. And Lord, even be willing in our lives to make adjustments and surrender our hearts and lives to you. And Father, that we may bring up a godly generation. And Father, we'll just love and thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, here in... we're going to start in verse number 16, just to kind of give you a little bit of what's going on here from chapter 4 in Genesis to chapter 6 in verse number 8. God is dealing primarily here with the ungodly and godly seed, and that's important for us to see and understand in the early history of the earth. And what we've seen in Genesis chapter 4 and verses 1 through 7, what we saw there was Cain and Abel, and was introduced to false religion. And again, the problem with Cain's offering, as we've already talked about this morning, it was not what God required. God set what was to be given, and obviously Cain and Abel both knew it. The knowledge came from their father who taught them, but Cain decided, instead of bringing what God wanted, which was a lamb of the first year without blemish, and it was to be shed, the blood was to be shed, and the sacrifice was to be offered, he decided that he would bring the goods of his garden and what he had raised. And so, we also learned last week that God respected Abel's offering and respected Abel. And the Bible says that he rejected Cain's offering and rejected Cain. And again, we see the difference here. Cain rose up against his brother and murdered his brother. And again, as we established last week, it was a premeditated, planned out situation. Today, what we're going to look at in verse number 16, and through the rest of the chapter, but verse number 16 is really kind of a very significant verse. Just in that one verse, it really kind of tells us a lot here. And first of all, I believe one of the things that is very most important for us to see here is in verse number 16, where it says, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord." And what we need to understand here and what we need to see is Cain began a generation of ungodly people. Cain, the Bible says here, he went out from the presence of the Lord. The Lord did not send Cain out. Cain left of his own will. And again, as we were talking about, when sin resides in our life, and this is what Cain's problem was, is sin was residing in his life. Not only did he not bring the correct offering to the Lord, then he went out and murdered as the Bible says, his countenance fell. Then he went out and he murdered his brother because he was angry with God. And Cain's sin continues to build because Cain is not willing to deal with his sin. And in our lives, when we're not willing to deal with the sin that God reveals to us and shows us, and again, even to the point of being disobedient on the things that we know that we should do, And we don't do them. And again, I think one of the biggest problems we have in churches across America today is apathy. You know, we look at sin and we think about the big ones, you know, and worldly living and smoking and drinking and cussing and, you know, and taking drugs and, you know, and prostitution and all these things. And what we do is we very quickly label those as sin, and they are. But what we don't want to label as sin is disobedience to God. Apathy and not doing the things that God tells us to do, not doing the things that we know that we should do. And a lot of times, and as we saw here in the Cain, in the life of Cain, he substituted what he knew he should do for something that he wanted to do. And it grows. And so Cain's unrepented sin, he decided that what Cain decided to do is he was going to leave. And he was going to go out from the presence of the Lord. So what began to take place here, we see an ungodly seed, or we could put it descendants, developing a secular and an ungodly society. Cain left the presence of the Lord. Cain made a conscious choice and decision here to leave the presence of the Lord. And again, he left because of a hardness of heart. Cain turned and walked away from the presence of the Lord. Even though the Lord had as he was giving the punishment and the judgment of Cain's sin, there was always opportunity for Cain to repent. And again, what we've got to look at is with Adam and Eve, when God judged Adam and Eve and called on their sin and the sacrifice. They continued to fellowship with the Lord. You say, well, how do we know that? Well, because Cain and Abel knew that there was a set time of worship to the Lord. They knew where that place was at, and they both knew what to bring. And what I really kind of find interesting in here too, as we go along, is when Adam and Eve sinned, who came to them? God did. They didn't run to God. They hid themselves and sewed fig leaves together to try to cover up their sin, which, you know, that's human nature. But where we see is we see the grace of God, because God went to them. Now, Cain, after God rejecting his offering and rejecting him, went out and killed his brother. But who came to Cain? Who came and talked to Cain about Cain's sin? It was God. Yes, does God judge sin? Will God always judge sin? Yes, yes. And is there a consequence to sin? Yes, even when we get saved, that doesn't mean that we will avoid the consequences of our sin. That just means that we're not going to have to spend eternity in hell forever. We won't have to spend eternity in hell, period, if we truly accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I wanted to clarify that to make sure that we understood that. But here, Cain, he decided that he was going to leave the presence of the Lord, and he began an ungodly descendants and an ungodly society. Which continues to grow. And we see that in verse number 17 when the Bible says here, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, his son, and called the name of the city of Enoch. Now, back up here to verse number 16, because I wanted us to see this, because this is really important. Where Cain went to from where he was. Now again, we talked about last week the place of worship and different places that it could have been. The Bible doesn't make it exactly clear, but I believe that at the entrance of the garden was probably the place of worship. But Cain here, the Bible says that after he left the presence of the Lord, the Bible says he went and dwelled in the land of Nod. Now that's really important because the land of Nod actually means let me find it here on my paper. Actually means restless. And so what Cain did, and the land of Nod did not receive its name until after Cain went there. And so Cain went into the land of Nod, and there Cain produced a generation and a group of people that were wanderers. And the name of Nod means wanderers, restless, ruthless. And so in this group and in this area where Cain went from the presence of the Lord, and later on it received the name of Nod, or was known as the name of Nod, because of who resided there and who lived there. And so Cain Cain chose to turn away from the Lord. Turned away from God, but both his godly family. He left and went into another country. Because Cain was as we would call it today, was running from the Lord. He wanted to get away from God. So this is another consequence of sin. When we have unconfessed sin in our life, and when we don't want to deal with things God brings up to us, what we wind up doing is we start getting away from those things that would cause us to have conviction about that sin. And so Cain, he got away from God. He left his godly family. He left the area where they worshiped, and he chose to go into a direction and separating himself from God. As he done that, Cain brought into existence the first ungodly seed. He also brought into existence a group of folks that were deliberately choosing to turn away from God. If we go down here in Scripture a little further, and we look at the descendants of Cain, which his son Enoch, and then in verse number 18, it brings us down all the way to Lamech. Now Lamech, the Bible says here, and this is really interesting as well, because this is the first time recorded in the Word of God that a man took on two wives. Now, why a man would ever want to do that, I do not know. I just kind of had to put that in there. One wife is enough. Why he would want to do that is beyond me. But again, what we see in this by doing that, they even the generations to come in Cain of Cain's descendants, they continued in an ungodly manner. What that goes back to, and what we got to remember as believers and as parents, we produce who we are. We produce who we are. Now, is there exceptions to that? Yes, there is. And praise the Lord, my wife is an exception to that. My mother is an exception to that, but in large, when we choose to leave the presence of God, when we choose to live in a life of sin, what we will produce as far as children or descendants is that very same thing. You say, well, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. Well, you look at today's world. How did we go from a country that was based upon biblical principles and founded by folks that had the desire to bring the gospel to this part of the world, And again, the laws and our constitution and things were set up. How did we get from there to where we are today? Well, the simple fact is there were folks who decided that they were going to leave the presence of the Lord. They were going to not do things that they should. And again, what they were producing is they were producing people that were restless, people that were ruthless, people that things that begin to take place. When Cain decided to do what he was doing, not only and again, these are some things that sin produces, and we see this so clearly even today. But in the day of Cain, the Bible says he dwelt in the land of Nod, and again, the people and the society and things that were coming out of there were restless and ruthless people. The shortness of life, when you begin to go through the genealogies and you begin to look, sin brings sickness and disease. You say, well, I don't know that I agree with that. Well, look at what we have today. Look at the, you've got right off the top of my head today, we've got AIDS. Where does AIDS come from? How are AIDS continued on? And today, we don't talk much about AIDS anymore. It's not that it went away, it's not that it doesn't exist anymore. What happens is it just got old news and nobody talks about it. And now today we have monkeypox. And again, monkeypox comes from sin. And they don't like to talk much about it, but it comes from and it's mostly spread by homosexuality, sin always brings sickness and disease. It brings problems, and even in the early day of Cain, this began to cause problems. This began to affect situations. Sin brings forth accidents and suffering. Sin brings pain and hurt, and sin brings corruption and death. Again, the world likes us to look at things. The world likes us to see things, and oftentimes renames them, makes them sound good and look good, but in reality, they're sin. And when sin has finished its work, it brings forth death, is what the Bible tells us. But Cain here, he started a line of people or a line of descendants that were running and going away from God and they didn't want anything to do with God. Now, in my study here and things that I have looked at, obviously, I believe that Cain, still had, although he left, there's family members that had, had kept in touch with Cain's descendants, Seth's descendants, and we'll get to that here in a moment. But the society of murderers and sinless, it came from the descendants of Cain, Cain, another thing to bring out here about Cain and what was going on in his life, Cain was the first person to let sin rule and reign in his life. Because again, how did Cain get to the place where he left the presence of the Lord? It wasn't because God was not willing to forgive him. Cain was not willing to repent. he was not willing to repent of the offering, which led to the murder, again, as we talked about, he didn't want to, he complained about everything that was going on in his life and how tough it was, and again, he just, on down that line, he left the presence of the Lord, And because he allowed he started a generation of folks that were open to following the devil. The first person who became a permanent follower of the old serpent, the devil, Cain was the first person to launch a permanent seed of a permanent seed of of the serpent upon this earth, and so Cain in his life in the city of Nod. So they all went over there. They became wanderers. They got restless. They were ruthless in their sin. And again, as we look at the secular society, what we see in that is we see that the secular society become those folks that enjoyed comfort, pleasure, money, recognition, honor, this became their focus. And again, as we bring it into today, and we look at our society today, what's wrong with the world today? We call it a secular society. And again, what is their goals? What is their desires? Their goals and desires are comfort and pleasure and money. Now again, in position, is there anything wrong with those things? Is there anything wrong with us being comfortable? Is there anything wrong with us wanting to have pleasure? No, there's not. But when that becomes our focus, when that becomes our goal in life, which unfortunately, folks, a lot of Christians, professing Christians across the world today, that is the focus of their life. It's not the things of the Lord. It's not what we were put here on this earth to do, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's about how big our house can be and how many cars we can have. And again, we're willing to do whatever in order to obtain those things. And again, that's the goal, and that's the mindset of a secular world, where the most important thing in their life is what they have and what they can get and what they can obtain. And again, what we see even in the descendants of Cain, and how things continually to get worse, because eventually here in a couple of weeks we're going to be in Genesis chapter 8 with the flood, and we're going to see never were they satisfied. Never was enough. Never were they satisfied with what they could get. Again, you look at our corruption in today's world. Thieves, those people who steal and take advantage, they're never happy. They're never satisfied. You've all watched Hollywood and what's unfortunately is it's true in life. You know, you got the bank robbers who have more money than they steal money and they waste it and they blow it and they steal some more and they waste it and blow it and they just keep on that process. You have people today. We have a lot of people in our government today. That have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, actually billions of dollars, and they'll never spend it in a lifetime, but they'll cheat, lie, and steal to get more. Well, what do they need it for? Well, they really don't, but they want it. They're never satisfied. Unconfessed sin, this comes from unconfessed sin, and we see this in Cain's life. Cain was not satisfied with anything. He was a very dissatisfied man, and he wanted to have more and more. And we see this in the progression of his sin. But the most important thing that I would like for you all to take away from this morning is where we see Cain and his descendants we see a group of people that are following worldly things. We see a group of people that are following the devil. And now, what I want to look at here is jump down to verse number 25. And the Bible says here, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also were born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Now, when we started back in our study, Eve, when she brought forth Cain, was very excited and happy, as the Bible tells us, because she looked at Cain as the promised seed that God had that God had given her. And by the time Abel come along, Abel's name was not a name of rejoicing, because I believe at that particular time, Eve began to see that her firstborn son wasn't quite what she was hoping he would be. And now in Canaan, in Adam and Eve's life, what we have here is we see the opportunity that God continues on, and God's will and God's plan will go forward no matter what. And the Bible, when the Bible says that Adam knew his wife Eve and she bore a son and his name was Seth, and he was the he was another seed instead of as the Bible tells us here, instead of Abel. And he was a man, as the Bible says here, that tells us that he was men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Seth was the one who we see here in the Word of God begin to call upon the name of the Lord, begin to seek the Lord, begin to follow the Lord. And what this really kind of makes me what is interesting here is now at the end of verse number 26 of chapter 4, what we have is we have two lines of people. We have the descendants of Seth, which are those who are calling upon the name of the Lord, and we have the descendants of Cain, of those who have left the presence of the Lord and are very happy and content in that lifestyle. And I really kind of find that most interesting here, of having two groups of people here, and two lines of people. And I wanted to address here this morning. I was asked by someone, and I almost forgot to address this question. I was asked by someone why it doesn't say in the Word of God that Cain died. But you go over into the next chapter, in chapter 5, and you see the descendants of Seth, from Abraham down through Seth. Let's turn over there. This is very interesting. In chapter 5, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "This is the book of generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begat a son in his own image, after his likeness, and called his name Seth. You know, it's really kind of interesting there. What we see in the Word of God, in the descendants of Adam and Eve here, we don't see Cain mentioned. And this is what I believe in the reason we don't see Cain mentioned any. Well, there's a couple of verses in the Bible that do mention Cain later on, but Cain and his descendants were killed in the flood. And Cain's life and the mentioning of him stops here in verse number 24. And I forgot up there on my pad, there are two other places in the Bible. One is in Hebrews that makes a reference to Cain. But from this point on, Cain and his descendants, they all died in the flood. And in Genesis chapter 5, as it begins the generation of those who called upon the name of the Lord, it starts with Adam, and we stopped here at verse number 3, which talks about Seth, and it doesn't talk about Abel, and it doesn't talk about Cain. And so we're going to go ahead and leave that here for this Sunday, and we'll pick back up next Sunday. And I'd like to encourage you to read through Genesis chapter 5. There's a whole bunch of names there. There's some interesting things that we'll pull out here. But what we have now at this point in the Bible is we have two lines of people. We have the descendants of Cain, which left the presence of the Lord, and we have the descendants of Seth, who have called upon the name of the Lord. And so we'll continue on with that this next week. We'll go ahead and close this out in prayer, and then we'll get back together here in about 15 minutes. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you in prayer, Lord, we thank you for the day that you've given us. And Lord, I pray that as we have our day here, Lord, I pray that, and we thank you for the visitors that have come. Lord, I pray that you would bring more folks. And Lord, I pray for those who are still journeying and on their way here this morning. Father, I just pray that you would give them safety as they come. Lord, I pray for those who cannot be with us this morning because of sickness. Lord, I pray that you just be with them. And Lord, we pray that you would just guide and direct in our service to come. And we ask all these things in your name. Amen.